In 1999, NATO troops led by the United States intervened on behalf of the Kosovar Albanian refugees who had been expelled from the province of Kosovo by Serbian forces during the regime of former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic, who is currently on trial in The Hague. British journalist and UN reporter Ian Williams says that for many years, the international community has been unwilling to address the issue of the final status of Kosovo.
The resolutions that set up the UN protectorate in Kosovo were deliberately very murky. They fudged a lot of issues to make sure that the Russians and the Chinese didn't veto it and they didn't drive Milosevic to the wall. It's been complicated by then that the original victims, the Kosovar Albanians, have not exactly distinguished themselves by their tolerance and forgiveness for the Serbs and the other minorities. This is an issue that everybody really wants to postpone, but certainly at the United Nations there's a feeling that in the end it's got to move towards independence. Most of the population is ethnic Albanian, and there's no way that they're going to go back into Serbia. I mean, that's just a fact.
But Slobodan Pavlovic, U.S. Bureau Chief of Serbia's BK Independent Television Network, says that in addition to serious problems regarding the rights of the Serb minority population in Kosovo, the politicians in Belgrade face domestic political concerns, and it limits their flexibility to negotiate Kosovo's final status.
The fact is that the Serbs still see Kosovo as part of the country, and they are not ready to accept the reality of some very significant changes. It's very difficult, especially for the politicians in Belgrade. They are trying to stop the process for their own political reasons. That is the decision for Serbs and Albanians to make, but they have to have a negotiation framework and be ready for compromise. And frankly, I don't see any Serbian politician ready to accept some compromise agreement regarding unconditional or conditional independence of Kosovo. It would be political suicide for them.
But Afrodita Kalmendi, director of Radio TV 21 in Pristina, says the overwhelming majority of Kosovars favor independence, and final status issues should be a matter for Kosovar Albanians and Kosovar Serbs to settle, not the politicians in Belgrade.
Ethnic minority rights are the issue who have to be established by the Constitution of Kosovo. If there have been obstacles in Kosovar society, also obstacles which have been done from the policies from Serbia. The problem of Serbs of Kosovo is that for many years they have never sat with Albanians, Kosovars together and discussed their issues. Between them have been always Serbia. Both communities direct approach to each other.
Blerim Shala, editor of the independent Kosovar newspaper Zeri, agrees that the political circumstances in the region imply a completely new solution, and Belgrade will need to face that reality.
We are ready. We are preparing our proposals, and of course, it's very clear what is our goal. It's full independence of Kosovo, internationally recognized until end of the next year. Only after the status is achieved, we can accomplish whatever is expected from us. This is not the first time Belgrade is completely against international process. You know, that issue of independence of Slovenia, Croatia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, even Macedonia. At the end of the process, Serbia was recognizing new state through international mediation. So I'm quite certain that we will have the same outcome.
Blerim Shala says it is the responsibility of Kosovo's leaders to protect the rights of all its citizens, including the Serb minority, and those rights include economic stability and employment. British reporter Ian Williams notes that apart from serious political tensions between Kosovar Albanians and the Serbs and other minorities, Kosovo's economic situation is desperate, although some analysts point to eventual EU membership as an inducement to change.
But that's the big prize that's been dangled in front of all of them. Similar problems in all of the Balkan republics. The place was too small to have national boundaries impeding the flow of trade. Even in the waiting room for Europe, they have a much better future than they do outside. And anything that moves towards clarification of their status is going to help, because at the moment it's in limbo.
The international journalists say resolving the status of Kosovo is just the beginning of a very long process that will be carefully monitored. And they think NATO, U.S. troops, and the International Kosovo Police Force will probably be needed for quite some time. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.